This is Senator Bob Dole. We're in the home stretch on an arms agreement. In a moment, I'll ask Ted Kennedy if he will help us get a good agreement as we face off. Ted, Secretary Shultz will soon meet with Soviet Foreign Minister Shevardnadze to try to pin down an agreement on intermediate-range missiles. The Reagan arms control strategy has brought us close to an historic agreement, the first one ever to actually reduce the numbers of nuclear weapons, the first one ever to wipe out an entire class of nuclear weapons. But we can't afford any missteps now. There are some crucial matters that still have to be worked out. The worst thing any of us could do now would be to publicly undercut the president, ask him to make any concessions to the Soviets, pressure him to make an unwise deal. In other words, the kind of things you and your fellow liberals have been doing for over 6 years. How about it, Ted? Can you keep quiet for at least the next few weeks and help Ronald Reagan achieve a good arms control agreement?
Let's face it, Bob. With friends like you on the right, President Reagan already has enough problems on arms control. For 6 years, you right-wingers have systematically undermined arms control and pressed for an escalation of the arms race. Now, President Reagan has refused to go along with those all-out anti-arms control tactics, and First Lady Nancy Reagan deserves some of the credit for the change of heart. Nevertheless, President Reagan is still in danger of becoming the first president since the nuclear age began not to achieve an arms control treaty with the Soviet Union. The current negotiations on European missiles may change that, Bob, and I hope an agreement can be achieved to eliminate them from the face of the earth. Who knows, Bob, if you right-wingers like the looks of this agreement, you may get into the habit, and we can start eliminating the other and even more dangerous missiles that plague the earth. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the budget. The Republicans have cold feet. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.